Hello and welcome to Ted and Tim's Brain Fart.
I'm Ted and or Tim.
And I'm Tim and or Ted. And today we're going to be asking the question, which superhero or supervillain would be the best to be stuck in isolation with?
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, so you're in, I don't know, X Manor, and isolation lockdown's kicked in, and you're only in there with one other person house-sitting. Who's the other person?
That's a good question.
I think I've already got my answer ready.
You got your answer ready, have you?
I'm hoping you don't get it.
What's it going to be?
I think so, yeah. Well, for me, it's going to be Professor X, isn't it?
Really?
Well, think about it. He can then make you think anything's happening. So he can like give you a good time, basically. He's your own personal holodeck inside your own mind, isn't he?
Potentially, yeah. I mean, I thought that's a bomb answer.
I don't think you can beat it.
I don't like the idea of being stuck in with a telepath. I would have said, because that's what I was going to say, the people that I wouldn't choose would be Professor X, Jean Grey, anyone that's a telepath. Because to be stuck in a house for months on end with a telepath.
Yeah. If I had access to Magneto's helmet, so if I really wanted to keep them out, I could.
You don't. You're Tim. You don't have Magneto's helmet. Magneto has it.
No, instead I'm running around with a foil hat on. Thinking that that's enough.
Yeah, and that really wouldn't work, would it? It'd be horrible.
I don't know, because he'd look at me and go, right, you know what, that's blatantly a madman, I'm not going in there.
Yeah, I'm not sure that they'd be that afraid of you, if I'm honest, because they know what's going on in your mind, and all you're thinking at the time would be, I'm glad I'm wearing this full hat, those telepaths can't read my mind.
No, this is me. All I'm thinking of is just the very vivid image of a black hole. So they kind of like surface skim, see a black hole, and think, what the fuck? Stay away from that.
Yeah, oh, maybe. That's probably a good way to keep telepaths out of your mind.
Yeah, I think that's a trick I learned from Children of the Corn, I think it was, or something along those lines. Where in order to keep these telepath kids out of his mind, he pictured a wall constantly, really focused on picturing a wall. So that they couldn't read his mind and realise that he'd planted a bomb and was luring him in.
Who was that, sorry?
I think it was in Children of the Corn film or something along those lines, right? The little evil blonde kids that were maybe part of an alien race or something.
Okay.
Had destroyed the town, and a guy was luring them into a barn that he'd put a bomb in.
Yeah.
And in order to lure them in, he was constantly picturing a wall. So they couldn't read his deeper thoughts. So he was really just focusing on just the wall. And then it kept like showing you the image of a wall, and it was like having bits clipped off it as they were trying to clip through it, basically. And they were getting closer and closer to him, and he was just figuring out this wall until the bomb went off, basically. He was just luring him in because they couldn't read him. So
yeah, I mean, that's fair. I like the Jack O'Neill defense, where you just picture an empty room.
Yeah.
It's an empty Stargate room.
Yeah, fair.
That's how I keep all telepaths out of my brain. It's an empty Stargate room.
I like the idea of a black hole, though. It's just completely inhospitable to all life. So if they go in, they easily just suffocate or something and then get sucked into a black hole. And I've got their mind.
That's not how it works.
That's how I like to imagine it. Yep, that's it is.
Nah.
Yep. I've got him. Got him good. That's why I don't hear from Darren Brown anymore. I got him.
I don't think you did. Because he's...
Well, you can't prove it.
I mean, I can. I can 2 seconds on Twitter and I can find probably his most recent tweet proves he's...
Well, that's because I'm really good at pretending to be him.
We all know, 100% of us know, that you do not tweet.
Tim, don't tweet.
Yeah, I know, right.
That's Tim and Ted, just so you know. I
think one of, like...
Xavier, I think, is a good idea for me.
Yeah, you think he's gonna spend all his time in lockdown projecting shit into your mind?
Well, he joins the projection, doesn't he?
Yeah.
So he's in there with me. Yeah. We're both just playing Mario Kart.
But you could just play Mario Kart.
Yeah, but we're doing it from the point of view of Mario.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're strongly underestimating how much Xavier would desire to be spending his time playing Mario Kart in your head with you, because I think, based on my limited knowledge of Xavier from the films and that's it, I think he'd rather be reading books and you know, being wheeled around the garden or wheeling himself around the garden and drinking tea.
Right.
I don't think he's going to be spending every single minute of every day projecting Mario Kart into your head. I think it's probably...
However, he's going to want intelligent company with him, isn't he? So he's going to force his intelligence into me.
No, he's not.
Because he can do that.
No, it's just,
of course he is.
He never forces his intelligence into people.
He has done before. I'm going back to cartoons or comics. It's not done it in the film, but you can like give people information from a distance. He did do it in one film. In Wolverine Origins, he told Scott Summers, he gave him the location in his mind and how to get out of that building. Just told him, gave him the information.
Yeah, that's telepathic communication, though, isn't it? That's just going, here's a bit of information. That would be that. He could have done it that way, or he could have rung Scott on his mobile and told him the same information.
No, because he just gave him the information. He didn't tell him the information. He just gave, this is how to get out of there.
Yeah, or as basically an email.
Yeah.
Right.
But he could email me the knowledge of Shakespeare, and I'd hate him for it and stab him. You're right. Yeah, it's a bad idea.
Yeah, you see. I don't think he's going to be spending as much time as you think psychically helping you out so that he has someone to hang out with. He seems like a sort of person that can cope quite well on his own.
Nah, I think he needs people to command, and that's where I'll come in as well.
Well, you just be his little,
Jim,
his little
we're
bitch
going
boy.
To form our own X team. But Xavier, we can't leave the house. Yes, we can. Whoop, 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 whoop. And that's how I die of corona.
Fair enough. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, that's
what about you then? Who you got?
I'd choose someone like Thor, because I think he'd be quite entertaining just to hang out with.
Right, Fat Thor, I'll give you that.
Yeah, Fat Thor.
Yeah, Fat Thor, because you stay at a house, you got
stay
Korg
in the house,
and Meek as well.
You got drink, you drink, you play games, you just hang out.
Yeah.
I think I would die.
The good old times.
I think I'd die before the lockdown ended, just from liver failure, because there's no way I could outdrink an Asgardian. But I would give it a fucking good go.
Yeah, fair. All right. What about Tony Stark?
Tony Stark.
Right, young Tony Stark, before he's married to Pepper Potts.
Okay.
So, first Iron Man, Tony Stark.
So, sort of not... Is it pre or post Epiphany?
Epiphany?
Where he changed from being a self-obsessed, womanizing weapons dealer to being a philanthropist billionaire who helps the world.
So, this is after film one... But before film two, that's the Tony Stark I'm going for.
Right, so he's changed his direction from womanizing, self-obsessed, weapons dealer.
He's still a womanizing, self-obsessed person.
Yeah,
but he's no longer a weapons dealer.
But he's no longer a weapons dealer, and he's changed to a bit more philanthropy. So he's a little bit kinder, but not to the point where he was at the end of the movies, where he'd sacrifice his life for people. I think
I was mid drink.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, no, I think he'd be quite entertaining to hang out with for a short period of time.
Yeah,
I think his ego would get the better of me, and I'd punch him in the mouth. And then, because Robert Downey Jr. is so much buffer than me, I'd get my ass handed to me.
Yeah, no, I get that. I think if anything, he will invent a new iron quarantine suit and just fly away.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, the Iron Man suit itself is probably already quarantined.
Well, I like the idea though that he came round to my house one day for pizza, and that's when the lockdown kicked in, and he's been here ever since.
So he can't leave because
got his iron tech. Yeah.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, one day I find myself going through all the cupboards, going, "Tony, have you seen all my pots and pans?" And he comes down, flips down the saucer lid, and just goes, "I'm off."
Bursts out through your roof. Yeah. No, I think that's probably a quite likely scenario, if I'm honest.
Alright, sticking with the Avengers there, because you've done Thor, we've done Iron Man, granted X-Men. I did Xavier first, but fine, we'll go back to the X-Men. The worst person from the Avengers team, I think, has got to be the Hulk though, right?
Oh god, definitely.
Hulk, you can't go outside, it's quarantine. Hulk sat inside.
Yeah, because I don't think talking Hulk would understand the severity of the situation. And I think Bruce Banner is just... I just don't think I could connect with Bruce Banner in any way, shape, or form.
Nah. He's one of those housemates that you kind of like, you tolerate more than associate with.
Yeah, he's one of the housemates that comes down for the house meetings and, you know, we'll be there if we have a house party, but no one really engages with him outside of those situations.
Yeah.
He mostly spends his time in his room.
Yeah, definitely. He's that guy at work who, you know, you can have a chat with whilst at work, but as soon as you leave work, you don't know he exists.
Yeah, yeah. And if you did bump into him outside of work, the only conversations you'd have would be about things that you'd said to him in work.
Yeah, 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 definitely. Yeah. And then, obviously, one day, you'll accidentally drop a fork on his toe and he'll turn into the Hulk and smash through your front door.
Yeah, yeah. To be fair, I think, yeah, likelihood is I'd knock into him, not realising he's there, and turn him into the Hulk or something, yeah.
Ah, wait, actually, I just had a different thought of who would be the worst. Black Widow.
Yeah?
Right. Because you'd be hoping for constant sexual tension and it'll just be sexual frustration on your part.
Yeah. that would be the worst, wouldn't it? You're spending the whole quarantine hoping for something to happen, but knowing full well that she's not interested in any way, shape or form.
Yeah, I mean, by week three, you're just furiously masturbating yourself to sleep. You just can't get out of
by week, by week four, you've ripped your dick off. You've been masturbating that much.
You make too many inappropriate moves and she just tasers you.
Yeah. Yeah, I would spend the first 2 weeks just on the floor with one of those little disc things she fires off, just spouting out. Every time I get up again, I'll say something inappropriate and bam, back down again.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, Black Widow is probably the worst. I mean, right up there now I'm thinking about it with Scarlet Witch, very similar situations, apart from she'll mindfuckle me more.
Yeah, yeah, Scarlet Witch, less tasering, more mindfuckling, I think.
Yeah, so, yeah, it turns out the Hulk, not the worst adventure to be stuck in quarantine with.
No, it's not, which is a shock, actually, if I'm honest.
He's in the top three, but not there. Okay, well, tell you what, since we figured out the worst, let's go back to X-Men. Who's the worst X-Men to be caught in isolation with?
Scott Summers.
Ah, yeah, but we just hate Scott Summers purely because he's Scott Summers.
Yeah, that's, there was no other reason for it other than the fact I just hate Scott Summers.
Yeah, I know. I fully know. Worst person ever. But, you know, he could just be a regular guy when he just sat around the house for a bit.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, he does seem the sort of person that, like, he'd pop in, he'd have some dinner, you know, you'd be cooking your dinner, he'll cook around you, you'll have a bit of a chat, and then he'll chuff off back to his room, and then maybe a little bit later you'll see him sat watching TV, and you'll sit silently on a different couch watching the same TV programme, but you're not really offended by his presence because he's not doing anything at that particular time.
Yeah, exactly. Whereas Toad, I think you're going to have a bad time with that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's smelly, he's slimy, he's always climbing the walls, literally, eating things with his tongue from across the room, and just a generally creepy, pervy guy as well.
Yeah, I think he's easily one of the worst to be stuck in any form of situation with. One of the worst to be stuck to even have known exists, to be honest with you.
Yeah, yeah. You've got the Blob as well. I mean, he's just a big guy. I'm sure he's otherwise nice. He was in X-Men is it Origins, but obviously a Blob.
Yeah.
So it would be hard to share a space with, physically.
It would be very hard to share a space with, yeah, because he's huge, isn't he?
Yeah.
Awkwardness of it, I think Logan would be quite an awkward one to be in the same house with, because he'd be climbing the walls trying to get out, wouldn't he? He'd be eager to leave and stuff because he knows that he's immune to the virus, but at the same time, you know, he's just not a person you could just hang out with or have around.
Yeah, I think, again, Iron Man rules, he would literally just leave.
Yeah, I think he would just leave, yeah. Because he is probably immune to the disease, isn't he? Because he's immune to virtually everything.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, I think he would just chuff off. What about Rogue?
Yeah,
okay, so, not the X-Men films Rogue, but the cartoon Rogue, right?
Right.
Sexual tension and frustration again, okay?
Okay.
Obviously, film Rogue, there's nothing there. that's just another housemate who I'll probably one day accidentally high five without gloves on and die.
Yeah, yeah.
So, again, I could probably just chill out with her. She's just a moody teen, though, so I'd get fed. I'd just walk out and leave her and die.
Yeah, I think I'd get pretty fed up with her, to be honest, and yeah, just leave.
Yeah. What other X-Men we got? Beast?
I think Beast would be quite easy to get along with, because he's off quite a lot just tinkering, isn't he? And doing his, like... Because he's constantly doing like little bits and pieces. He's off doing tinkering, and then he'll come back and he'll have like a nice conversation with you. He's always been a personable character, hasn't he? So he's always like,
yeah, definitely.
So he'll come back and he'll have a chat with you.
Just to clarify, which Beast are we talking? X-Men First Class, where he's like a younger, nerdy scientist version of Beast, or are we talking X-Men Last Stand, where he's Kelsey Grammer?
See, I don't really remember like him as Kelsey Grammer particularly, but I was thinking more the Beast that was in the comic, the cartoon. He was often hanging upside down by his claws, reading a book. He'd often be building bits of X-Tech, stuff like that. But he was always really personable, really polite. He got on with everyone as best he could.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So, sticking with Marvel, but not X-Verse or MCU.
Okay.
Mr. Fantastic.
I would not want to be stuck in a room with Mr. Fantastic.
I would not either. He'll be off tinkering constantly, doing something, coming out with some crazy inventions that I'm just not interested in. But what would really creep me out is when he starts stretching around the room.
Yeah. I'd be shutting doors on his limbs so that he's stuck.
Yeah, I'd be keeping a set of garden shears with me. And every time he stretches past me with his hand, I'd be like, get it off. I mean, I know it won't actually work. It will bend between the blades, but still, I'll try.
Yeah, you'll give it a good go.
Yeah. So yeah, Mr. Fantastic, not good. Human Torch, also not good. You'll probably burn your house down.
To be fair, I think dream. Human Torch is he seems like a sort of a bit of a Jack the Lad, a bit sort of like. So I think you'd enjoy the first maybe week, like you'd be like drinking and partying and hanging out and having fun, and then after a week you'd be like, I'm fucking sick of this guy. I wish he would just sit down and do nothing for 10 minutes.
Yeah, it'll be at that point you go, God, I miss Fantastic at this point. He was so dull. I could do with someone just killing the fuck out for a minute.
Where's that fucking clobbering guy? At least he knows how to sit down.
I'd also be kind of creeped out by the Invisible Woman, because if it's Jessica Alba, she wouldn't become visible for a few weeks at least until she accidentally let slip she was there, and I'd otherwise think I was alone.
Yeah. And then when you spotted it with Jessica Alba, you'd have the same situation you'd have with Black Widow.
Definitely. Except I think it'll also be more of a Predator kind of look on my behalf. I'm constantly scanning the room to try and look for her shimmer.
Cover yourself in mud to try and lure her in.
Yeah,
thinking that's how it works.
If it bleeds, I can kill it. But yeah,
what about
okay, so
what about going to the DC world? What about Batman?
Moody middle-aged man, filthy rich, but not good unless he's got a decent Amazon account, which I've got a feeling, for some reason, Bruce Wayne doesn't strike me as a prime user. I think he's just ordinary Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I just get that vibe from him. He's not going to pay for next day delivery.
No, I think he, and I think he does pay for next day delivery, but he doesn't pay for the free next day delivery.
Yeah.
He seems like the sort of guy that pays for next day delivery actually through the normal Amazon account every single time.
Always wearing his bat cowl as well, because he doesn't know that I know that he's Bruce Wayne, and I won't tell him. I think it's funny.
So he's just constantly walking around as Batman.
Hey Tim, what's on telly? Superman Returns. he's the best DC hero, isn't he? I'll constantly just bait him like that, can't they?
Just be a real dick to him.
Yeah. Hey, do you know what film was better than Batman versus Superman?
Any what film.
Every other film. I mean, I've even got some here with Shia LaBeouf in that turned out better. That's a lie. Sorry. I wanted to know how many people I could diss in that one sentence.
He did well.
But yeah, what about Superman though?
Superman or Clark? Or Kal-El?
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, do we know that Clark Kent is Superman? Is he either always as Clark Kent and getting frustrated because he can't use his superpowers around, or is he always Superman and getting frustrated because he can't just be Clark Kent?
I personally think I could get on with living, being in quarantine with Clark Kent for one reason.
He's just a bloke.
He's a key worker.
Oh, of course he is. He's a journalist, isn't he?
Yeah, so he won't be here most of the time, but he'll keep coming back in. He'll keep me up to date on news. I'll get all the latest updates on the virus itself. I'll get all the latest updates on all the bits, other bits, you know, that's going on outside in the outside world. He'll be able to come in with food, so I won't have to move too much. I think having him in quarantine would be quite useful.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'm good with that.
Yeah. And he's always mild-mannered and polite and sort of, you know, it would probably get a bit tedious after a while being with a guy that is always nice.
Also, right, I think it would be, how long would it be before you broke the mild-mannered Clark Kent?
Yeah.
How long until he just goes full-on General Zod on you?
A week? Maybe.
Ted, I can't help noticing that you keep leaving the pots for me with a name on it saying, Clark, do these pots, you bitch. I'd rather you didn't do that.
And I'd rather you did the pots, dickhead.
And that's, you're found after quarantine's released, two eye holes bored through your skull.
Oh, I just imagine that he moves house, and then when they're doing the cleaning, and they just find like a pile of goo, and then the DNA test the pile of goo, and it's just me, where I've been punched into the ground.
I heard about someone doing this on a podcast, just smacking the shit out of you.
I like the fact that in that universe he listens to our podcast.
Yeah, of course. Of course Clark Kent would listen to our podcast.
Yeah, of course he would. He's polite.
He got turned onto it by Bruce. Alright, well, The Flash.
I don't know anything about The Flash, so you'll have to take the lead on this one.
Okay, assuming we're going from the DCEU, the recent BVS, etc., since that's where we took our Batman. The Flash there is just basically a teenager who's just trying to enjoy his life whilst keeping his Flashness a secret.
Okay.
I mean, when Bruce finds him, his little den is basically a little gamer's hideout.
Right.
So I assume he'll be doing the same, and then he'll literally run to the shops and back without anyone knowing because he's the Flash. So I think it'd be great.
Yeah, it'd be quite useful, wouldn't he?
And he's a proper nerd as well.
Yeah?
So, yeah. Yeah, I think he would be all right. I think it'd be quite a good one.
Yeah, I think get on with him. Yeah, that's fair. Yeah,
yeah. So I think he would be the best if, you know, Xavier wasn't available for me.
Yeah.
Spider-Man, I would hate him. I would instantly raid him, as in the spray raid and kill him.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we experienced that once, if you remember.
Yeah,
heard that on the podcast too. Yeah, no,
hey.
I couldn't do Spider-Man. He'd drive me insane.
Alright, so who else we got? What other superheroes and villains have we got? We've not done many villains, have we?
Not done many villains. Should we do some villains?
Oh, right, before we go on to villains, I've got one more hero. Dr. Stephen Strange.
Ah.
Right, so again, key worker, because he's a surgeon.
Yeah. Does he count? Does it count if he's also the Sorcerer Supreme?
I mean... at the start of that film, he was, you know, surgery was his life. He lived to operate, and by the end of it, he never wanted to see the inside of an operating theatre again. So I want to get him right in the middle of that film.
Okay.
Where he's still a key worker. He's technically still a licensed physician.
I mean, he stays a licensed physician throughout, doesn't he? So.
Yeah, but he wants to go back to it before the end of the film.
Yeah.
But when he first got his powers, so he could open up portals everywhere, assuming he's portaling to and from work.
Yeah, clearly, because he's not going to take public transport. It's not safe.
Exactly. So, yeah. I thought that would be helpful.
Yeah. I mean, I'd take Dr. Stephen Strange, Thor Ragnarok edition.
Yeah, he's, however, very not personable, is he? He's... well, irritated by most people.
Yeah, I know. I reckon I would end up in
ourselves.
That portal that Loki ended up in, the one that they fall forever.
I've been falling for 3 weeks. It's lockdown over yet.
No, it's not. Whoop! Ow!
I thought it was a different portal, sorry.
Yeah, that's where I'd be.
Fair enough. Yeah, yeah. No, I think I would be in there with you, falling at a slightly different rate.
So we only cross over once every week or something. It's just like, ah, yeah. Hey, old man. Ah.
Hey, Ted, how's it going? All right. So yeah, right. So we're on to villains then.
Yep, onto villains then.
Thanos.
I reckon, right, I'd quite like to be trapped in a room with Thanos for a period of time, because I would quite like to unpick his morals and just to have a, you know, have a like a frank discussion about, you know, how he sees the universe and stuff, and like get it from his point of view.
Yeah. Okay, and then finish off, right, so Thanos, I think you're a good guy doing a good plan in a very bad way.
Yeah, yeah. Try and make him see.
How about? Yeah.
Just not like not pressure him. I've got like, you know, I mean, I've got 3 months or whatever it is. We're still fucking in. We're in quarantine for or whatever this is going to be. So yeah, I've got loads of time. So just slowly adjust his moral frame to see. He's got the right idea. just needs to work around the execution a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. How long do you think it'll be before he's decided that half the population of your flat needs to be culled?
I guess maybe 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
I'll give myself an extra week, because the first week I'm just going to be like agreeing with him and just sort of like little bits of disagreement. Just like, you know.
Oh, I see. You're going to try.
I'm going to try and subtly do it.
You're trying to incept him, make it his decision to change how
he's
doing.
That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. So I give it 2 weeks before I lose patience and just go, look, you're an idiot. This is the situation. This is how to fix it. Fucking figure it out, you bell end. Boom. Smashed.
Okay. All right. Have you got any bad guys you want to put forward?
Any bad guys to put forward? I am going to put forward Magneto.
Okay.
I would like to be
trapped
with Magneto.
As a human, I've got a feeling he would have no wish. Like, we're a second class citizen to him, aren't we?
Yeah, no, but what I would like to, because obviously I don't care about the mutants. Like, they be mutants, they don't be mutants, it's fine, right? He's trying to stop another genocide by doing a genocide sometimes, which is a bit, you know, counterintuitive.
Yeah, it's Thanos rules. Are you going to try and incept him too?
I am going to try and incept. No, I'm not going to try and adjust his moral compass, right? Because, you know, it's the other way doesn't work. Killing all mutants to save the human race is not going to work, because mutants come from humans. So if you kill all the mutants, you're still going to end up with more mutants born. So the other way, the mutant way, killing
all
the humans to make to so that everyone's a mutant, is the only way that it would ever work. Right, so yeah. I actually agree with that. So I wouldn't try and adjust his moral compass, but I'd just like to point out that perhaps for a man who lived through the Holocaust, committing a genocide, not the best course of action.
Right, so you want him to do the whole thing, but a little bit more like subvert. Instead
yeah,
of like
I just wanted to, yeah,
gathering
I just
people
like,
up.
You know, I reckon to be honest, he's got some good stories as well. He lived a good life.
Yeah. So okay. I'm going to go for my next villain. I'm going to go with... Oh, see, I thought I had a plan then and I didn't. It kind of fell through.
What about...
The Emperor.
Mr. Palpatine.
Yep. Papa Palpatine himself.
Yeah? At this
because
point...
similar reasons. I want to get him, however, end of episode 3.
Okay. So he's just defeated Yoda.
So he's just become the Emperor. Yep, he's just... Yeah, he's just defeated the Emperor. He's just threw the whole Senate at him.
Yep.
And he's now like establishing his dominance, and I want to befriend him at that point. And I want to just become a high-ranking, ordinary member of the Empire.
Okay.
Because within the Empire itself, everybody else was otherwise happy and fine.
Yeah.
So I'll be golden at that point. Just befriend him. Go, yes, kill all of the Jedi.
Yeah, so you basically want to just, you know, you end up locked in a room with him and you're just going to go, I actually agree, mate, you're all right. Yeah, no worries.
Yeah, absolutely spot on. Bring back the Sith. Hail Emperor.
I honestly would agree with you, because I would sit there and I'd be like, all right, I haven't heard the story of Darth Plagueis the Wise. Can you tell me it? You know, you must have some more stories. Come on, give me some more Sith stories. Come on. I want some more Sith stories. Come on. Have you heard the one about this other guy?
Yeah. I've always wondered, because with Darth Plagueis, right, he had a way to manipulate the Force to create life.
Yes.
Did he... Is that not... Because a small leap away from manipulating the Force to create Force-sensitive people? And if so, could I eventually become a Sith?
Potentially.
And I'll postulate this to Palpatine and see if he can work on it. Because the rumours are, it was never actually confirmed either way, that Palpatine was Plagueis' apprentice.
And the further rumours are that Palpatine used the Force to create Anakin.
Ah, well, some of them say it was Plagueis that created Anakin. And Palpatine basically killed him at that point.
Okay.
And kind of took credit for it. Which is why the Emperor never really had real control over Anakin. So.
Yeah, that makes sense, but hey, yeah.
But hey, but yeah, so yeah, Palpatine, I think I'll get on.
Yeah,
well,
that's good, yeah.
Him.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, my next one, I'm going to argue, is, but I'm also going to have to argue for the fact that I'm classing him as a superhero.
Okay.
Because, or a supervillain, sorry. Because a lot of people will argue that he's not a supervillain, but I'm going to say he is, because he fits the same criteria as, say, Iron Man does for being a superhero, right? Which is genius level intelligence and observational powers that he uses to manipulate people and situations, right?
Is it Sherlock Holmes?
No, it's Jim Moriarty.
Ah, well, he is a supervillain.
Yeah, yeah. The reason I put in the caveat is because there's always debate as to whether or not he actually classes as a supervillain, because he doesn't contain super, but he is a genius and
yeah.
So particularly, I'm looking at Jim Moriarty from the Benedict Cumberbatch season.
Oh, yeah, he was brilliant.
Because he was amazing.
Yeah.
And I reckon, I'm not smart enough to keep up with him, but I reckon I'd make a fucking good henchman. I would lead the other henchmen for him, no problem.
Yeah, but he didn't really lead henchmen, did he?
He didn't need them, that's the point. He manipulated, entire countries to do things. But trapped in a room, I'd be like, you know what? You're a genius, and I'm never going to catch up with you, but whatever you need doing, you know. Teach me some shit.
Yeah, but he also had the thing where he thought people who weren't of his own intelligence level were beneath him. So
yeah,
you are going to become his pet, but yeah, if you're all right with that, go for it.
I'm all right with that. I reckon I can, I can learn by, in the same way that a dog learns to sit by hearing the word sit over and over again, I reckon I can learn some powerful observational skills by watching Jim Moriarty for long periods of time.
Yeah. Fair.
I'm quite content with the fact that my intelligence level is not genius level, and that I'm compared to him, that I am the dog. It's fine. I don't mind.
I'm fully on board with that. Yeah, I completely agree. So yeah, all right. So what have we learned today?
We have learned that there are some good possibilities and some bad possibilities, but the worst one would be Black Widow.
Yeah, Black Widow, Scarlet Witch. Rogue from the cartoon series Rogue, the Invisible Woman.
Yeah,
all for very similar reasons, slightly different outcomes.
Basically, you've worked out that being trapped in a room with an attractive female is the worst hell for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And you would love to be the pet of Jim Moriarty.
I would love to be the pet of Jim Moriarty.
But you also have an ulterior motive of incepting other supervillains into doing their evil plans in a slightly better way.
Yeah, slightly more effective way. I don't want them to change the evil plans. I want them to be more effective in their evil plans.
Well, all sounds good to me, and I hope you enjoyed learning that.
And we'll catch you again next time.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.